Arts on the Airwaves on KUNR is supported by the Nevada Arts Council. The Third Coast Dance Film Festival is in its 15th year. This year's festival features events February 20th through the 22nd. Rosie Trump is the festival's founder and curator.
The Third Coast Dance Film Festival is a film festival that specializes in dance, and so the cinematic possibilities of dance on screen. We specialize in short films, so we do a series of screenings that bring together original dance films that are under 12 minutes long, and they've been curated into an hour program.
The combination of dance and film has a long history and has evolved over the years into its own specific genre.
Dance and film have gone together since almost the very beginning. Some of the first images ever captured on film were dancers because they wanted to showcase how a moving image is different than a still image. And so there have been artists that have been experimenting and fine-tuning and pushing the genre forward for almost as long as film has existed. One of the really special parts of this genre of the performing arts is that the camera also can be a choreographic partner. And so a lot of these filmmakers themselves may be choreographers or they collaborate with choreographers, but the tool of the camera can also move in ways that when you're watching a performance on stage, you know, you're seated and the dancers are on stage, but with the camera, there can be all kinds of different kinds of movements from, you know, shots from overhead or maybe down low or very close or very, very far away. So that part is very exciting. And we do value diversity in the film festival. So we have all kinds of different approaches to dance. You'll see some dances that are pulling from genres such as hip hop or ballet or modern dance. So it's a big variety. We get artists who submit their films to the festival from all over the world. And so it is an international selection process.
Along with being a dancer, choreographer, and filmmaker herself, Rosie Trump teaches the making of dance films at the University of Nevada, Reno in a class called Screen Dance.
In this class, we learn pre-production, production, and post-production. So students create projects where they envision the idea, they choreograph the work, they put together the production team, they edit their own films, they put together the sound and the music, and they have such creative ideas. And so it is an honor to be able to teach this form and then also to be able to bring the professional level films into my community and share those with Reno.
Trump also talked about this year's Third Coast Dance Film Festival.
There's always really interesting and unique themes that run through the festival, and I think this year one of the themes is intergenerational dance. And so you'll see dancers of different age groups presented and represented in these films. Another great thing about the genre of screen dance is the locations. The films can take dance into spaces that are really unexpected. For example, in a library or through some really interesting architecture or various really amazing places outside. In fact, one of the films, which is called Woman Water, takes place in Pyramid Lake.
Rosie Trump, founder and curator of the Third Coast Dance Film Festival. There are two presentations of this year's festival at the Nevada Museum of Art on February 20th and at the Holland Project on February 22nd. In between, Trump will give an Art Bite talk at the Nevada Museum of Art on February 21st on the art of screen dance. ThirdCoastDanceFilmFestival.com for more. Support for Arts on the Airwaves comes from the Nevada Arts Council, a state agency that provides public funding and support to artists and organizations that benefit Nevadans in cities and rural communities statewide. More at nvartscouncil.org. For Arts on the Airwaves, I'm Chris Morrison.